Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission announced the Keep Americans Connected pledge, signed by dozens of telecom providers who agreed to not terminate service or assess late fees on customers and businesses over the next 60 days and open Wi-Fi hotspots to any American. FCC Chair Ajit Pai also urged telcos to take further steps on their own, like relaxing data caps, something AT&T suspended for broadband customers this week. Signers of the pledge include AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, CenturyLink, and T-Mobile. This week, Apple confirmed that all 42 Apple stores are now reopened in China. Apple began closing the stores in early February to help stop the spread of COVID-19. The company also announced that all Apple stores outside of China will be closed through March 27th, with hourly workers paid during that time. Amazon told Reuters it will begin selling the technology behind its cashierless stores to other retailers as a new line of business. Amazon calls this Just Walk Out technology, with several customers already signed up. According to Amazon VP of Physical Retail, Dilip Kumar, the implementation will have customers insert a credit card at a turnstile before entering the store, which will then be charged with all the items the customer leaves with. Amazon will install the technology for the system, and turnstiles will carry a Just Walk Out technology by Amazon branding. A new paper from security researchers at Graz University of Technology in Austria claims that all AMD processors made from 2011 to 2019 are vulnerable to a side-channel attack that could leak otherwise protected information. The researchers reverse-engineered AMD's L1D cacheway predictor, resulting in two types of attack: collide and probe, which can monitor a victim's memory accesses on a time-shared logical core, and load and reload, which can obtain highly accurate memory access traces on a physical core. The researchers were able to run the exploit in JavaScript, on Chrome or Firefox browsers, and also gained access to AES encryption keys. Compared to similar architectural vulnerabilities like Spectre and Meltdown, the ones disclosed only leak a few bits of metadata rather than provide full access. The researchers notified AMD of their findings on August 23, 2019, and AMD said it believed these were not new speculation-based attacks. 9to5Mac notes in its code findings that Apple is developing a new app, codenamed Gobi, which gives users an augmented reality experience on the phone, which could be part of Apple's future AR headset project. A user could hold up their phone in an Apple store, for example, and view info about things like products on display based on tags it reads, possibly either iBeacons or Apple AirTags. On a related note, CNBC reports that, according to sources, Apple is working on a new fitness app that will offer guided fitness routines, codenamed Seymour. Fitness instructor and author Jay Blanick reportedly leads the initiative, which is set to launch with iOS 14. Verizon has launched a Yahoo-branded cellular service in the U.S. called Yahoo Mobile. It offers one plan, unlimited LTE data, limited tethering, and Yahoo Mail Pro for $40 a month. The plan is almost identical to Yahoo's own Visible Voice service. Verizon charges $65 a month for unlimited data. TikTok plans to open a transparency center in Los Angeles in May to let experts observe the way the platform moderates content. It will also share details of its source code and independent security measures. TikTok has come under increasing criticism from U.S. government officials. The cloud gaming service Shadow announced it will launch a VR exploration program, a closed beta for VR gaming, on April 1st. Signups began March 13th, with the second round scheduled on March 24th. The program is only compatible with the Oculus Quest currently, and Shadow recommends a fiber connection with 100 megabits per second down and 20 megabits per second up, a ping of under 15 milliseconds, and a 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi router if you're not using a wired connection. Shadow also updated its pricing tiers, which now start at $11.99 a month for a 12-month 4K gaming subscription, and added support for Android mobile, tablet, and TV devices. And finally, Bloomberg reports that the augmented reality startup Magic Leap is exploring strategic options, including a potential sale. Other options include selling a significant stake in the company or a partnership. Magic Leap raised $2.6 billion in venture funding, and Bloomberg sources say a sale could be worth more than $10 billion, with Magic Leap reportedly courting companies like Facebook and Johnson & Johnson. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.